Very excited tonight to get to preach on one of my favorite verses of scripture. He will put those wretched men to a wretched death. Okay, are you all ready for this one? All right, no. Actually, I am very excited tonight to preach on one of my favorite passages of scripture, but it's not from the gospel, which I usually preach on, but again, following up as I did last week from the second reading, actually, from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, which is one of my favorite, it's my favorite of St. Paul's epistles, actually. You can sort of see I'm a theological lightweight because, you know, it's not like Romans and some of those that are very theologically profound, although it's very beautiful. And one of the things that's so wonderful about it, I think, is that there is this obvious rapport and love between St. Paul and the community of Philippi. And it comes through in this epistle so beautifully. It's very short, too. It's only four chapters long. I really recommend Philippians to you for your prayer and reflection. And this particular passage, though, I just couldn't let it pass. It's like, you know, somebody throwing you a slow pitch. You know, you just got to swing. You know, you got to. You know, and because it seemed to me that this passage says so much to us in this particular moment that so many of us, or maybe all of us, find ourselves in. And it seems to me the answer is right here. You really don't have to go any further. Can we just stop and read through it slowly and prayerfully together, maybe? Have no anxiety at all. Think there's a little anxiety around out there in the world these days? Have you noticed that? I've noticed it a little bit. Have no anxiety at all. Again, this is some of the perpetual teaching of the church. There's one of the great saints I love very much, Saint Teresa of Avila, who has a beautiful prayer. It begins in Spanish, Nada de Turbe. That's the name of the prayer. Let nothing disturb you. Have no anxiety at all. But in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Okay? You want to not have any anxiety at all? This is the way you do it. Prayer, petition, thanksgiving. Make that the number one priorities of your day. Prayer, petition, thanksgiving. Make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Because our hearts and minds need guarding in these days, don't they? If you just let your guard down in these days and you don't call on the protection of there, like yesterday we celebrated the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels, I hope you're talking to your guardian angel every single day and asking your guardian angel to guard you. Do you remember that beautiful prayer you probably learned as a child? It's very simple. It rhymes, but it's very profound. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side to light, to guard, to rule, to guide. So we must guard our hearts and minds, and we must allow our hearts and minds to be guarded by our holy guardian angels, by of course, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Someone gave me some things that they had found, a member of their family had, that were, you know, frankly, kind of scary, maybe kind of occult sort of things. And I'm trying to figure out what to do with them. But in the meantime, I took them to our little chapel in the rectory, and we have a little statue of the Blessed Virgin on a table there, and I've wrapped them up, and I've put them under her feet. And I said, you'll take care of this, okay, until I know what to do with it, how to destroy it. And so, just like I said, you know, with the foot on the head of the serpent. She will guard us. But we need guarding. And then to sort of explain this further for us, not just on the negative side, but the positive side. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious. Oh, that's one of my favorite words, gracious. It means full of grace, divine life, something supernatural, a gift to us. If there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. The true, the honorable, the just, the pure, the lovely, the gracious, the excellent, the things worthy of praise. But I have to say, how many of us are spending an awful lot of our time thinking about things that are not true, are dishonorable, are unjust, are impure, are ugly, are, you know, hateful, are not excellent, are worthy of damnation rather than praise, you know? That's because we're not guarding ourselves. I'm going to tell you, you're not going to find whatever is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, gracious, excellent, and worthy of praise on CNN or on Fox News, okay? It ain't there, okay? And it ain't on social media either, unless you're super careful, okay? So don't go there. Don't go there. How about here? Go here. Go to the Word of God. Go to all of those things that are true and honorable and just and pure and lovely. Turn to Him in prayer and thanksgiving. You know, again, if we can't fill up just an infinite amount of time with prayer of thanksgiving, there's something wrong with us. You know, we fixate so much on the things that are wrong. But do you know how many things have to go right for you to even be sitting here this afternoon? More than 2 billion things had to go right for you to be here. You know? And so let's start giving thanks. That takes a long time to thank God for 2 billion things, okay? And so somebody was talking to me the other day about something, like, aren't you upset about X or Y or Z? I said, no, I don't have time to be. I've got way too many good things to do than to spend any time on stuff to get upset about or angry about or, you know, complain about or this or that. Like, I have more on my plate of good things I could ever possibly do in the day. So why spend any time at all on what is bad? Folks, it's just as simple as that, really. It really is. St. Paul is just laying it out here for us. Have no anxiety at all. God is your Father. The Lord Jesus Christ was sent from the Father to take on our humanity, to suffer and to die and to rise for us, and to make a home for us in heaven when He ascended back to the glory of the right hand of the Father. What is there to worry about? Another line from that beautiful prayer of St. Teresa is, all things pass. Everything in this world is passing. And the older you get, like me, the faster it seems to go. You know? That's not to say it's not hard. It's not difficult. It is. The Lord said, you know, deny yourself, take up your cross every day and follow me. Yeah. It's hard. That was hard. But it passed to the glory of the resurrection and the ascension that are forever. The Blessed Virgin Mary knew this in her own life. Think of the sorrows of her life. No human being has ever known the sorrows that she knew. And yet they passed. And she reigns now in heaven as Queen of Heaven and Earth. Just spend a little time thinking about that. You know, we're in the month of the Rosary right now of October. And I have to say, I've had some great experiences with the Rosary lately. When I get into the Glorious Mysteries, for some reason or another, when I hit the fourth Glorious Mystery, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, I'm surprised. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so beautiful. You are so beautiful. That is so right and just and glorious. You know, to think about the Blessed Virgin Mary slipping away from the bonds of death to the glory of heaven, where God has prepared a place for her, as we hear foretold in the scriptures. That's true. That is honorable. That is just. That is pure. That is lovely. That is gracious. That is excellent. That is worthy of praise. So let's think about those things. But be careful, that first part, like St. Paul said, guard your hearts and minds. Guard your ears and eyes. Guard your imagination. Guard your memory. And if you're having a hard time doing that, and it's very hard to do, ask your guardian angel to help you. And your guardian angel will. Ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to help you. Ask your patron saints to intercede for you. Ask the Lord Jesus to protect you. That's what he wants, to cover you in his blood, to protect you from this. And that's the way to no anxiety at all. That is possible for us as Christians. As a matter of fact, it's supposed to be our witness to the world. You know, in these anxiety-ridden days, we are to be those who say, goodness gracious, how are they like that? Don't they know what's going on? Oh yes, we know what's going on. We know what's going on right here at this altar right now. That the Paschal mystery, the suffering, death, and resurrection is being made present for us on this altar. And that we are going to consume the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ as our food for the journey to lead us to the heavenly banquet that never ends.